This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Command!
What were you saying?
The camera has to go
as soon as you come in.
It's rated.
I think we'd be off air if that was the case.
We need to start a new late night podcast called
Open Mall.
We've used that joke so many times, haven't we? By the way, one of the panel was at a hotel last night.
I've moved at my house. First time moved at the house.
Rockstar staying in a hotel.
It became a bit difficult just in the house. So that's me left, packed my bags, and I'm in a hotel now.
I'm confused. I thought you were talking about the hotel.
No, he was in a hotel.
Monday.
You had one of the best food I've had ever in Glasgow, Glasshew.
What was the dessert?
Leave Wellington, incredible, no dessert.
None?
No dessert, I'm not a dessert guy.
No, nothing.
Just breakfast.
30 second dessert when we got back.
We microwave when you get in.
But the beef Wellington, holy fuck, man. Best nice. Of food in Glasgow I had.
Would you stay best that? Meal food. Would you stay that? Would you, like, in a Monday, would you take the missus away and treat her to a hotel?
No, I'm not.
It's better because it's no busy.
But then you need to talk to each other, that's the only problem with that.
No, I would need no somewhere run about like you're saying into Glasgow. When you stay in Glasgow? Why are you getting into a hotel? Go somewhere.
Hotel had a spa in it. So went for a wee spa in that, do you know what I mean? Nice.
That's a bit romantic.
I would do that.
We used to go out on a Thursday. Not at a hotel, but go out on a Thursday.
That must have fell out of me or that.
What, get in a bath?
No, I just wouldn't get in a bath. I'm not into that.
Where'd you put your toes when you're in a bath?
I don't get getting into a bath. Disney folk, my boy.
Have you ever done the old one where she's in the bath and you've done a shite in the toilet?
That's what I mean.
That's disgusting.
I've had a bath with 10 men and you wouldn't want to get in
a bath. That was minging, by the way, back in the day, wasn't it?
Everybody didn't have a piss in it.
With the carbolic soap or not?
Was it like the bar of soap, was it?
The red soap.
You kept dropping it, people said.
See, one big Nizzy was doing the bottom, gurgling the fucking thing. That was after and after they had washed all the footballs as well, because we had to go
in the bath, the football.
And because that's what we used to do, because we had to do our jobs in the afternoon. So just all the boys into the whole bath, because sometimes it's freezing.
It was massive, but one at the bath.
It was like a swimming pool.
You get in, the water level was there. See, after about 15 bodies, it was up there. Everybody was scooting over
the
in
scum,
it, man.
The scum, right? You had to hang with the scum, didn't you? Health and safety cuts.
You wouldn't be allowed now.
Some of the foreign stadiums had the old baths.
Did you in your time, mate? Who liked a bath? Did you like a bath after training? I hated it, man.
Sometimes
I don't like to bath 100%. You can tell.
I wasn't clocking who was taking baths.
Just sitting staring at him. When you going in the bath?
Mark McGee loved the bath, genuinely.
Did he?
Aye, Motherwell. How many leeches?
Well, would you be honest, have you ever done that? When you've definitely done it, your missus in the bath, you went and used the toilet while she's in?
Never.
You know, like that?
No, I'm not a toilet guy, mate. I don't.
But you didn't go to the toilet?
No. I wouldn't. By the way, I get stuck. I fucking locked myself in the toilet.
Seen it?
Mate, honestly. Fuck. I was telling you last week, claustrophobic, right? Remember, I came out my Moz wardrobe like fucking Lily Savage.
What are you doing in your Moz wardrobe?
Your dad locked. Remember, he locked him in.
So for a young boy, I've been claustrophobic. So I'm leaving the show the other night and I go for a piss, right? Fucking door locks on me, mate. It's the right place to shit yourself. I fucking couldn't go to the toilet. And I start panicking, right? Honestly, it's like fucking your missus walking in and catching top of your sister. I was fucking...
Who does that feel?
To be fair...
I feel
because your missus likes her sister. I went in...
What was worse?
I would rather get caught on top of the fucking sister, right? I was in panic mode and I couldn't get the door open, right? So I'm thinking, how'd I smash a fucking windy? Because
you don't get a phone on you, no?
Did you smash it?
By the way, so I had the phone and by pure luck, Gordon he'd just been in the car park. I'm like, you need to come back. But I'm locked, 62-year-old. I'm locked in the toilet and I'm fucking panicking, right? So I'm shouting to him, kick the fucking door in.
Honestly. You couldn't even have your legs.
Oh, buddy, I'm no kidding. No, I was stuck. By the way, you'll never realise that a phobia is... I went into fucking terrible.
Wee Gordon was there for ages as well, kidding on, he couldn't open it.
Wee bastard, he was talking to me through the door and all that,
Just kick the fucking door in. Have you ever had that in a toilet where you've been in a public toilet or somebody else's house, which is the worst, and you've went for a toilet and then you've looked and there's no toilet?
I've been there a few times.
When were you there?
Oh, that's a way back in the day. That happened.
And
night
out?
No.
And a night out?
Pre.
Did you apologize?
Get back
to
a party. No. Oh, the scants are off. Wipe their ass. Out the windy and fucking downstairs. Fucking grab a beer and up the road. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Aye, but run round and get your knickers.
No.
You car will go to wash him.
It depends. I've never fucking deer manned you.
The good fucking raveler on.
Oh, you're at him, but you're just fucking at that.
It's the worst year in the world.
That's my night ended. Gutted.
You used to blow it.
I'd rather shit myself.
I carry on with the night.
I would never dobe it in somebody else's pan, man. That's rude.
That's rude, mate.
Honestly, you cannot walk in and drop your fucking rear end in somebody's toilet. That is. I'd make my excuses and fuck off.
See, when you and Jill were going to Early Doors, did you ever go to her mum and dad's house and you needed
it? I wouldn't do it.
And you would hold it in? Sitting there, your face.
That's no good for you.
I know it's not, would you just go for it?
Well, aye, get out of the system, as quick as.
Well, if you destroy the fucking boat with the pan, are you doing
what? No, I'm a fuck, no.
What, you just leave it, you're leaving it for the next victim?
Aye, I'm a fuck.
Unlucky.
Fucking hell.
It's a party.
Aye, her mom walks in like that. Looks down, there's a fucking big row of fucking skiddies.
You ever done this? I went to my ma's pal's house and I had to go. This was a wee guy. And I'd done a shite in it. I blocked the toilet, mate.
Oh, no.
So see, it was the only toilet that everyone was using in the house. So see, when I was sitting like that, oh, no, man.
What did you do?
I had to put the hand down, mate.
Oh, no!
I had to, mate. What? 14 or something.
Ah, come
panic
on.
Panic mode,
not
mate.
That age.
Hand down.
No, the plunger there.
See that feeling, man. I used to block the toilet on my digs every day. Every day, because only needed about 5 bits of toilet on the toilet would block. And she'd come upstairs and she'd go, David, he's done it again. Every day I'd block the toilet in the house, mate.
I tell you what, seeing you go abroad.
Better go, he's gone for a shine.
Some of the toilets are horrendous abroad.
In Italy, you talk about?
Aye.
Is it just a wee hole in Italy? They've talked about the toilet.
No, but a lot of them, I've no get. What do you call the fucking the lid thing? No, the lid, the
pan.
You
see,
the seat.
Pan.
You see, I've got it. You just need to. Did you notice
aye,
that?
Aye. Aye.
Well, how's that?
What do you want to shoot for?
That's never to sit.
What do you want to shoot
well,
for?
Because I can't fucking hover, man.
We seen his knees.
I know, my knees are good. You've got knees, you can't kick doors down. I can't hover.
What chance you got? Inside it.
No, fucking no. I hate that.
No, he's got a bee down his house.
Oh, in his suicides.
Beaded.
Do you use it?
Aye? Have you ever used one?
No, I've never used it. Daddy has, I remember you saying.
That's supposed to be a lot cleaner.
You really should though, shouldn't you?
Do you like that feeling?
I like a baby. Like, your allergy is a baby like.
I don't, I'm freaking you out.
Baby like.
That's baby like. Now you're. Now it clogs the toilet.
Oh, is it?
Aye. That's how your fucking landlady was going to have a read.
See the feeling there on a baby wipe though?
The baby wipes away for another
side. Pack it under there.
What else do you use baby wipes for?
Nothing. Nothing. My skin when I'm fucking feeling about
right, way. Paul, what is it?
Do before we go to keep that video with Matt, was it Matt
Martin Tyler, mate? I thought it was Gary Burrows that came. Matt Tyler's absolutely cold. Is it on telly?
So he's got their own prick. And then he's came off. But he's behind the manager and the cameras caught him laughing.
Right.
And Martin Tyler's came for you, mate.
I don't know what he's laughing about. He wasn't laughing when he scored. Because I'd scored an OG.
Did he say something nice before it, though? Like,
no, Martin Tyler liked you.
Did he?
It was other guy.
Always up for a joke or something.
But then he wasn't laughing when he put the bonnies in there earlier.
So well, this is where.
No. It's just stating facts, isn't it?
Did you see the OG?
No.
Oh, brutal.
Was it?
Do you want to show you it?
I showed
you. So I'm going to. This is how.
Was it with Swindon?
So in the playoff semi-final on Sky, mate, just started seeing my missus and I was like, I'm on Sky, mate, like, make sure you watch it. Fucking him in there. Takes back, you're a fucking loser, stroke.
David, the wet wipes just
she's sitting there like, yes!
Karma for that,
I'll wait for an early shite.
Right, on you, do you want to talk about, ask him a question while I get
is
this
there up? A commentator ever can use?
Good question, Paul.
It's a great question. Because maybe you're saying, but is there anyone that after the game you're like, no, I'm going to go and dig him out for that?
No commentator. been wee chick away back in the day.
Was that?
Aye, a chick was. I'd maybe have a wee go. And see, when I look back at it, I wish I hadn't have done that. Because I love Chick Young.
Aye.
Chick Young's like my old grander. I love him to bits. And there's a couple of times when
he's
come in.
He's not going to be happy with that.
Nah,
like my old grander.
No, he is.
Chick's still hanging about.
Chick's still hanging
about. Nah, he's about 10. But that's what he felt like. But sometimes, I don't know. I know when he used to come into Ibrox, we used to have a go at him, you know, and I look back and I go, fuck. Why was I doing that?
How good's that Walter Smith and Archie Knox?
That is class, it's the best ever.
Archie, did you hear this shit?
Ram up his
arm. That would be fucking pounding, wouldn't it? Look, that's not the. But he's not got the thing, but look at my reaction after I've scored it. Fucking hell. Look how far.
Wait, I was going to say that.
He's Tommy Scoffler.
Really?
Fuck yeah, hell.
That was a
fucking mince pie, man. And you have your free match.
Mate, that's.
Why are you joking?
DiCario came in the season after that. Now you're like fucking hated as
well. Yeah, but.
Really? He used to call me the fat little piggy. That's what he called us. The fat little piggy.
I just used to think you were winding this up.
No, I was
have seen that.
You could have got a dartboard in your belly, mate. Fucking hell, you could have treble 20 in you.
Your belly button must have been that size.
Oh, but he's size 14, fuck.
Need one of you blocked the toilet with a fucking. Fucking David,
look at that fatty bastard, man. Fatty bastard. Didn't you have a fatty bastard?
I didn't realise that.
Did you get a lot of stick for obviously size?
A hell of a time, mate. I had a carry. I fucking hated his, mate. I was so fat.
Seriously?
I was fat, mate. I was fat.
You love me that? That tap's tight on you.
You're tight. Your missus must have just liked a football player, didn't you?
100%.
You know what I mean? Imagine taking him out with your mum. I was an athlete, mum. What a string up.
A wee fat Barry Manilow.
Fucking. Pull up your jumper nearest the bull.
Fucking. Hey, what a bit. It's a badder. Badder, lassie, badder again.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, have you ever had a commentator where you've been like, do you know what, after the game, I'm not happy.
No, I commentate us. One
ex-player.
Journalist.
No, a journalist. Journalist. Wrote a thing about me, called me a bearded oddball. And he's calm.
Who was it?
Keith Jackson.
Who?
Keith Jackson.
A bearded oddball.
So I was in Slovenia at the time, and it was before it wasn't as easy to get stuff on the internet, so you weren't getting it instantly. The press guys showed me. So I pulled him up before the press conference.
Strange.
What do you mean pulled him up? So what did you, was it, did you get physical? Did you grab him?
No, I never get physical. I just says, look, your job's to write about how I play football, I know how I look. Doesn't matter how I look.
Was you having a go at your looks?
Bearded oddball. They caught me.
To be fair,
there's a lot of
points.
Hey,
I had a point.
What did he say to him?
He just says,
don't get an oddball. Imagine what he would have
wrote
about me seeing that picture.
Bearded oddball.
Yeah,
it's all. And it was actually a positive piece. But
and you going with him all right now?
No.
No,
it's not that. I just don't see him or speak to him.
Mm. Aye. I don't like that type of stuff.
You ever had any negative press?
Fuck. Oh my word.
But you went away for that article thinking this is going to come out amazing, didn't you?
I remember phoning everybody in my mind, all the pals going, that's it, my career's back on track. Because I'd done the interview with the guy and obviously thought that's brilliant. And I've done it, and then a few weeks later when it came out in front of me, arse in the front of the paper, thinking, it's going to have any worse, because I've went there obviously trying to talk about it was a mistake I made, whatever, in my career, because I had got away with it. I'd said that my mates were photoshopped it, my head onto the body, so I'd actually got away with it, done the interview and put myself back into the fact that it was actually me. So I seen my arse on it, mate. And then my dad
was your arse in the front page?
Aye. A lot.
Spot, yeah.
That was his face. You want to see that?
I want a badge for that.
Well, it's to get you back.
That's terrible. You just enjoyed it, didn't you?
Do you see that feel when that comes out and you see that page?
Oh no, that's the worst anxiety you can ever get when you know something like that's coming out. I know none of you would have ever experienced anything like that. What about you, Jenny?
What, no, just a couple of the...
Anybody came for you?
Oh, Gordon Parks done me. Stitched me up like a fucking kipper. Wee bit like yourself, I was a manager here and I done a big piece for him. And it was all the positive stuff. And I'm thinking, right, that's good fucking profile. I'm doing all right as a manager. It was the Sunday papers. And my second wife at the time, I number them now. I don't fucking call them. Second wife, she come up and she threw it down. She went, that's fucking unbelievable. Oh. Biggest stitch up in the world, fucking nailed me at the cross.
Why would he have done that?
No. He told me he was a young up and coming journalist, and he went with a story, and the editor told him, nah, fuck that, we need dirt here, we need to fucking. And that was the days when they really had a dig at you. So they changed me, honestly. Fucking lose. I went for Pep Guardiola to lose in the dressing room, and he fucking this, and he. Disney Day this and he doesn't. Oh, it was fucking terrible.
It was terrible.
But I'm going all right with parts now. I'm fucking pally with him.
Doesn't he going as much now that though because of social media, innit?
I think so, mate. And there's more stuff like this that people didn't.
But they used to have access as well.
And all the players mainly behave themselves, didn't they?
Aye.
As well. Back in the day, we did.
They're better protected as well. They're better protected.
Aye.
They don't like. They've got press officers and that now where they say
they're not everywhere with their money.
The players don't need to speak to, whereas it used to be guys hanging about and,
all right, how you doing? And it's all right if I grab a wee word with you, and they build a relationship with you.
The biggest problem for us now, I think, is that people try to phone you up and catch you. I've had that a right few times. People, what about the
women EBT? Are many talking?
No. What about the EBTs and all that fucking? I wasn't involved in EBTs, you know what I mean? Wish the fuck I was, man.
You taxing the money that we're getting you for this?
Shut the fuck up. I'm doing this
for charity. You asked me for advice last week when we were heading out here.
I didn't know.
Get a clue. I don't know. I let my missus deal with it.
There's times to talk and there's times to
Right, so any Coupe results, what one, mate?
Mate.
Just so if you want to read who's at the top of the.
Oh, aye, so you and Del top, 5 day setting. By the way, unbelievable for me. I was only 2 weeks in the game.
And but look who you're up against.
I'm not really
what's
good at
happened
this.
There? You've been in port.
Somebody eating the
day? I think there's a stitch up. I've never fucking.
Aye, who's he? The wings.
Glenn and Dale. Glenn and Dale on the wings.
You've got multiple.
He's gone. I've done unbelievable.
It's a bone tumor. I've only done 2 weeks.
Are you in or are you?
You're not out. You're a team player or not? You and Daz.
Aye,
oh,
I thought the wing was at the start, so they could struggle the wing.
You're a good shine catch.
Get that one that me and him had. I'm up for the wing. 100%. We'll go for it. I don't want one just for the sake of it, but almost for, oh, is it a wing? I want it to be hot, really hot.
Why shut the fuck up, mate?
you've got
stomach.
IBS.
You need to be careful. We need to watch you.
No, there's nothing wrong, man. We just said that.
No, Faddy.
There's nothing wrong,
man.
Nothing wrong, man.
I'll be blocking the toilet in there after this wee man.
I'll be throwing my knickers out that front. Some poor bastard's going to get hot with them.
Right, it's a big one this Sunday. I need to tell you a story. Walking down Duke Street yesterday, pulls up, screeches. Two guys, mate, scarce hour. Back of the van opens up, three guys, scarce hour. Shit myself. Honestly, shit myself. Rangers fans, that's when we are the people. Thought they were going to drag us in the van, then they had a laugh, fae possible like that. Enjoy your weekend, mate. Honestly, drawers when they look like they're there. Never shit myself.
That's the last minute decision with the boys. I think there was maybe a bit of seriousness, and then they went, ah, it's just me. Chubby size.
Just be chubby. Too chubby to get him in the van. Can I get him in the van?
We need a bigger van. We'll be back for you.
Aldo Fae Possel, hope you didn't get a fright today. Next time you slag Possel, you'll be in the back of that van. Kid number all of the show.
It's Possel. It's not
Possel.
That's you again. You're right in the back of that van.
I would have been a scary one, mate.
Oh, mate, honestly, one of the scariest moments of my life. I thought I'm getting dragged into this fucking van here. Two of them grabbed us like that.
Brutal, mate. Were you just getting out your motor?
No, I'm walking down Duke Street, mate. Walking down in the van, I'm talking screeches in the middle of Duke Street.
Right,
that's brilliant.
Guy jump out the back of the van.
Did they film it? No.
Never filmed it, thank fuck. Makes that the way to buy it.
How do you know it's not been filmed?
So that tells you to. The build up to this game's massive, isn't it? Is this the biggest Celtic Rangers game there's been in the last
10 years?
Aye, 100%.
A good number of years, aye. Oh, aye.
You can feel it, mate, can't you? You can feel
it. As soon as I walked in, you look rather relaxed.
Relaxed, aye.
Chilled out the day, weren't you?
I'm not feeling nervous with this one. Even early on.
Well, you've just said you're not going to watch it, which is madness.
I know, I don't know if I will watch it, mate.
And I've said to you,
I've
been in a hotel and not have Sky.
Aye.
Well, I've only got the hotel. I don't want to talk about this. I want to go into this game. This is so important. But the hotel, I've only got it for 2 days and I'm trying to rent somewhere very quickly. So if there's anybody, any owners of the hotel, see if they want to just put me up for a wee while.
Better or not.
Go stay with him. Go stay with Dale. He's got a spare room. Have you got a 2-bed flat?
Maybe you never sleep with him, mate.
Yeah.
You
can come in and cuddle in, mate.
He's not one.
I'm getting a big telly now.
I'll get you in.
He's too busy.
I'm OCD and two.
I'm a loner, mate.
You'll do weird things in that flat. You'll wear women's clothes in that.
No, me thong doing a game.
Right, who's favourites? Right in about it. Who's favourites for the game? Rangers, Celtic.
It's a toss. Again, there's so little between the two sides. Isn't there? You could go, maybe because home advantage, you could slightly edge towards Rangers, but for me, I think it's a toss of the coin again. Whoever.
What would you put in Celtic favours, the fact that they've won the last couple?
No, I wouldn't put any of them favourites. I think it's
but you're saying Ibrox is maybe why Rangers, but why would Celtic be?
You're starting to look for things, aren't you? Mm-hmm. But I just think it's, again, players coming back as well. For Celtic and Rangers, Rangers' bench is going to be certainly stronger as well.
I think it'll be an open edge. Mm-hmm. It'll be an open game.
Do you think it will be Faddy?
I think so, aye. I think that Rangers are obviously at home, so they're not going to...
Aye.
There's nothing to fear. It's not as if you're sitting saying, right, keep it tight. They'll want to go and...
Fans will demand that. A lot of them have been shit, haven't they?
I think it will be.
A lot of them quality will be fucking terrible.
You've got the kind of tension, obviously, with the fixture anyway, but the fact it means so much with the league means that it'll be a game where I think it'll be frantic for the start, and it should be a good game.
And it's no one. It's one of the equations there. I'd looked at it. It's not a decider.
No, it's an advantage, not a decider.
It's not going to decide the league. Motherwell proved that a few weeks ago.
They're still to play each other again.
They're still to go again. Nah, that's a lot to be played. This is, it's not a decider, but it's just one. I don't know. I can't. Just need to be on the day. I think in the past for Rangers, right? For a Rangers point of view, I think that like Desers. I mean, I watched him against Hibs.
He played
pretty well. But as usual, he missed one or two chances that he should be putting in the back of the net. But I think you've got Silva as well, who kind of has been up and down a wee bit. I think you're looking for a big performance.
Seema back, would you put him in?
Seema, no, I would rather. You could go with Seema. You've got Matondo, who came on and scored a great goal. And Roof, I think they'll be on the bench because he goes to the bench.
Good options, very well.
I has got good options. So I don't think he'll start Seema. But it was a big boost that he was back and got about 25 minutes.
What about in the 10 for Rangers? Who plays Lawrence Cantwell?
I would play. Cantwell's not played particularly well in these fixtures, has he?
But
his ball in for Desers was sensational.
Great run as well, wasn't it?
I don't know. That's a
will he play for the right Cantwell or can't he play the both of them?
No, he'll want to play in his number 10.
10, Cantwell 10.
Where he allows, gets a wee bit of freedom, you know, and go and support, create. Plus, he's not scared to do the dirty work as well, Cantwell. We'll go back and do that.
If it was two of them fully fit, I'd go with Lawrence.
I think Lawrence is top draw. What would you kind of, why, what's the...
Because I think he's better than him.
Better?
For all day. I think that he can play, Cantwell, because he's busy and he floats about everywhere. I think Lawrence knows how to play the position a bit better. I think he knows how to create space for himself and impact the game for a central area. I just think Lawrence a better player.
They two will spell each other, so you could see Cantwell playing an hour coming off and Lawrence
going on.
Well, this is it depends on our wee pal, doesn't it? Wee Ridvan, you know, whether he's...
Knew he wants him back.
Well, I wouldn't fucking need
a big miss.
When you're left with Barisic is your option. But he gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It's Easter holidays, don't it? We red fans at a football camp.
But there you go. So if he's no fit, Sterling has to go in there.
Absolutely.
He's been good.
Sterling, come on, and he went into that position late on against Hibs. And just like he does any position that part, he did it with ease. He looked very comfortable.
That's like you're not any position with ease.
I look a natural.
I would like Sterling, and I think he should start. I'd like him to be sitting in there with Lundstrom. I'd put Diamondi further up. So he would. I'd take Wee Wright out. Just because he's great at nullifying your opponent. He's an athlete and he's good use of the ball. I just like him.
I play Sterling after the left, the right,
and take out right, Scott Wright.
Yeah, I don't think
so. So it's wee differences. I would drop him just slightly deeper, and I think the boy Diamondi, he was different class against Hibs.
He can play that well. He just does everything well for me.
There you go. My father just says it. He's just a good all round player. Could play him anywhere. You could.
And I would play Seema.
And would you play Seema? I know the reason why.
Would you start him?
The reason why is quite simple for me. You've played in the fixture, I've played in the fixture, right? This fixture fucking...
can bypass.
It just carries you, right? I remember my first one walking out to Celtic Park. Fuck me, I nearly had to throw my boxers into the fucking jungle.
Right. His dad with the coat.
I think because people say, oh, fitness and everything. Seema was massive for Rangers before he got injured. It'll carry you. The fixture carries you. You don't feel tired. You know that. You do not feel tired in it. You could run a fucking 100 miles because the atmosphere, and I know that there are no Celtic fans, but it's still, Ibrox will be bouncing. So I think you've got to, in this game, play your best player. best.
See, si, the only reason thanks, I'm thinking is because
I'll check the chat.
I don't think it's
so
does.
Just to kind of.
No, fuck it. We're not getting chips. Fuck it. We eat the chips.
We went out for having. Is it that bad?
Mate, I'm not too happy the way you just described that.
But he says a wee hippo. He just gave me the fear with the way he said that there.
Fucking
that
was good. Pretty
serious. Is that spicy one?
He brought the man in a fucking protective suit.
No, I think we should do that.
Can I get a napkin?
See, on the scene, I can see what he's talking about. No, it's just because I don't think the manager will start him. I can. Totally get what you're saying. Where why does, you can yeah. with the fixture.
Where does Fabio Silva go then?
He's taking him out, aren't you?
Oh, fuck.
Are you taking. No, Silva's playing the left hand side. Silva, I think there's a big performance in him.
What about the Celtic side of things? Do you think Callum McGregor will play in the game? There is rumours that he's.
Have you heard that he's not going to be fit?
Has he not that?
No, has anybody heard that he
I've
might
heard that he is going to be fit.
He's going to be fit.
And if he is fit, he.
Straight in.
Aye, I think
he's not the type that needs a game before this, is he?
Got to play McGregor.
If he's fit, you need to play him.
Aye.
As unavailable.
Any other areas of the pitch that are up for discussion, say, like, or do you know their team?
Do I know their team?
No, will it be the Livy team, but just McGregor in for a while?
Aye, I think so.
Aye. Kuhn starting? I've seen somebody saying about... Kuhn's like totally different.
I like that.
I seen the other day, somebody said maybe bring in Awata with McGregor. With the two there?
Nah, not for me.
I don't, no, not for me either.
Drop
no, if Attack
and O'Reilly, you'd need to leave one of them.
No, no, Kuhn would come out and you'd maybe put O'Reilly... Inside right, with Stephen McGinn actually said that. So
no. Stephen McGinn.
Mhm. Play O'Reilly wide right. Stephen McGinn. No, talking no. Shite.
You're not O'Reilly in a wide
right. No.
He's talking rubbish.
I think that McGregor in for Awata if available.
Kuhn's
look change. Totally different to what
he does, doesn't he? Mm. I'm starting to like him
because he's been direct. Oh. See, when he first came in, he was going back. Now he's gone and taking
your,
the ball and committing.
Your question
defenders.
Then, Faddy, if Palmer was 100% fit...
Maeda.
No, Maeda.
No. And Kuhn, would you play...
Kuhn.
I'm the same.
Uh-huh.
Palmer's I think he's a Celtic Park player for me. I watched him doing it at Rugby Park, and I kept watching him, and I thought...
I remember that game, uh-huh.
Fuck uh-huh. Hell, man. I've never seen anybody that run away from the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man on. I'm saying, fucking... 10-yard space there. He's shooting man on. Fucking nobody was near him. But I think you're right. I think Kuhn has come on here.
I'd put Yang on as well before Palmer. Mm. You know, he's just coming back for injury. But Palmer's more suited to play on the left.
But his stats are good.
He scores goals and he's got assists.
You know
assists.
What I mean? His stats are good, but Maeda, obviously, will be doing the left-hand side, isn't
he? You know, he could, you don't know what you're getting from Maeda. It could be amazing. It could be at the pitch.
But you know
you're going to get against him.
So, you're looking at Tavernier.
He does well against
him. Obviously, high-scoring British defender, which is remarkable. But you know that you're putting a guy against him that's going to cause him problems.
Yeah.
What rate and, you know, he is a threat. His final bot times can be poor, but he's a threat. He's doesn't stop running. He can go down the left and come inside. I think that Maeda plays off that left hand side, Kuhn off the right.
Keogh go over Maeda.
Keogh. All day long.
All day. Especially now, the way they're playing now is getting the best out of the forward players.
Mm.
But I think the midfield's massive at the weekend. Massive.
Because that's how I'm talking about Stella coming back in there.
Midfield's huge. I think
the last time McGregor ran the game, didn't he?
Lundstrom's in a better place now, though. Form's been ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, who would you leave out then with Sterling coming in there?
Right.
Diamandi, where would you play him?
I'd play Silva, Desers, and Diamandi.
Half the right hand side?
Half the right hand side. He's capable, Daz, honestly. Honestly, he's
he'll drop in.
I'm not saying it's not a 4-3. He'll just drop in a wee bit at times because you're talking about Celtic are so strong in the middle of the park, and that sometimes I'm always.
I wonder if he's tempted to go Fabio Silva off the right and Seema in because Seema's pace.
That's why.
And height as well. He's a Celtic a small side, aren't they?
That's what I would do.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Again, that's down to his fitness, how fit he is. We know he was...
That would be with Sterling playing left back if Yilmaz isn't
it? Yes,
See, that fitness thing's with players now. Did they about 2 or 3 weeks with the fitness coach before they come back into the
team?
He's big
on it, Clement, isn't he? He knows it, but he thinks if he can get 20, 30 minutes, he'll go with that player. But we don't know how fit these guys... This is what we're...
Intriguing, isn't it?
Aye, because we're in the dark. Great
world, would you rather start a Seema who's been for a while?
Aye,
knowing that
if he was,
you probably won't
if he was playing
it,
regular, Seema goes in there.
To chase the game, potentially. If you're bringing him on, it might be...
I would start my strongest 11, right? Because you touched on it. Rangers, I think, last week probably had their strongest bench for a while.
Aye.
So you've got options there. You've got all these subs you can use. I just think Seema was that big a player for them, right? Before, with the goals and everything he was doing. I know that he's missed a lot of football, but I keep going back to it. The game will carry.
What about Seema through the middle?
That's where he played. He played there against Hibs later on.
Seema.
And he played in that position.
He's got good options, isn't he? See, if you look at Celtic, you could probably nail Celtic's team guaranteed. McGregor, and if he's fit, you'll name the 11, right? Probably, right? Yeah. Rangers is a wee bit different because left back, who will he play if Yilmaz isn't there, right?
Sterling.
Or Barisic. Or whatever. No. Who will he play after right hand side?
He will, though, no.
People have just switched off for Barisic. Barisic is a...
But in this fixture, he's been hopeless, let's be honest.
Abada's not here now. He used to
Settlers wingers didn't get the is that they used to.
he went shit himself with Abada.
But they lost a goal last Saturday and it was doing that in his area. And they got caught. It was
was that not me a suitor?
There was a couple of times.
That was Tavernier.
But what I'm saying, there was a few attacks doing that area.
The goal wasn't
it? Where he's not the greatest. I'd rather have, and there you go. And I've been critical of Ridvan. I've Ridvan every day with Barisic.
You're loving him now, don't you?
I'm not loving him.
No,
he's doing what he should be.
Fucking number one, your team.
You're building your team. He comes and plays his wee granddaughter. That's fine, isn't it?
We're getting cold. We're just wee sitting.
In fact, I just want to.
You're building your team around about him.
Go on, Paul. This is your big question.
No, it's not about me. Not really a question. I just want, how did Rangers stoke Kyogo? Stoke the supply?
Hit him the head with a hammer.
That's why.
That's so typical.
He knows what they're doing, doesn't he?
Kick him right in the ball.
The Livy game, you've got the
blast.
Rangers are going to be high. He's scored two of the Rangers this season. The midfield's a key area for me.
Would you go right after him and press him and stop?
You have to.
Playing in.
You have to.
If they beat that, whoever wins
the midfield battle wins the game.
But if they beat that, then it's very open for Gil and behind.
It is, but.
You need to hit
first. That's when your fullbacks are on it to be alive. You know, don't just look at the two centre backs. Darton runs that he makes. You've got to be so switched on. And Tav, wasn't he switched on at the weekend with that goal? He should, although he's been brilliant, but should have done better defensively. That's how maybe with wee Ridvan back in, because he has been better defensively. That just that sharpness movement. But I could see Barisic. If he was playing, getting caught all day long in that area.
Right, Paul, 5% away allocation. Happy with that?
No. Should go back to the way it was. I was having an argument with somebody, but somebody says...
Who was it?
Del Lyle.
Right.
And obviously, he said he obviously wants it back to where it was, but he doesn't know where... Was it Rangers? He doesn't know where
you would put, because you don't want Celtic fans all behind the goal, so
yeah,
you would want to put them maybe on the corner, but you can't put them that many earlier.
No, I'm not saying you can't help them. No, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, root them around the pitch.
I'm not saying that right at all. I'm meaning, like, I don't think there's, if it says it was 7,000, you can't fit 7,000 just there in the corner.
I'm told, because I think we need to be reconstructing the stadium as well, because I agree.
Reconstructing stadiums,
because see where the TV is. I wonder if they could knock that down and build up into that.
No, not for next season.
No, but I'm just, like, I'm thinking now when you look at it, because
why don't you like Celtic fans behind the goal?
Because there'll be a lot, like the whole sting, me stand.
You've got three other stands.
The whole brim one. That'll not happen, because season ticket. Listen, you don't. This is a whole other
show. It used to happen.
All these season ticket holders. I know it used to happen, but then Rangers.
Listen,
I'm not even going to get into it, because it all becomes a tip for fuck.
It becomes tip for tat.
Why don't we get this?
Why not just fuck it?
But it's a start. That's what I would say.
Why not just mix some Rangers Celtic? You know what I mean?
I'm sure
I'll
be fine.
What does it matter
if
they're behind the goal at the side?
See when Martin O'Neill went to Aston Villa. Yeah. The away fans used to be behind the goal, and he made them go in the corner up the he changed it.
Did that make a difference to you playing on a pitch?
Nah, not really. But
if you're a keeper, it's fascinating. Listen, it's fascinating stuff, though. Isn't it? It's hard.
When are you going to watch it?
I don't know, mate. I really don't know, because the hotel hasn't got it.
No,
the hotel hasn't got it, so I will be looking.
I'll give you a fire stick, mate.
Can I say that either?
Can you not?
No.
Not for somebody that's
for Gordon Duncan. He's selling them, you said, didn't he?
Right. Aye, on the cheap.
Would you not go to one of your, sorry, your Celtic pubs and go and watch it?
Celtic pubs, he's undermining Celtic pubs.
I'd like that.
No, man. But what I'm saying, because I could go to a few Rangers pubs,
Rangers pubs.
And watch it.
You can miss a Rangers pub where you stay.
Aye, I know. But
just go to the pub.
I rest the pub.
Look out his front door.
But I can't watch the game, right? If you know what I mean?
Aye.
When you're with people, because I like to watch the game.
Aye. Don't take it in.
No, because you know what, as well, like the nonsense you need to listen to as well when you watch it with Celtic and Rangers fans.
Nah.
Are you not getting a game on Sunday?
I've got a game right after the
so
game.
Where
will you watch it?
I'll watch it in Broadwood.
Oh, they got it, take it then.
Nah, watch him on the lounge, as I say.
You're all right. Back in there?
Should be bad for the football that I played in the last
season. I've never
felt
that.
No, you never. Your football was good.
You're wearing one of the wee dreams again.
No, I'm just...
You watch him in the dinner?
We'll maybe go, but again, we never really like... Me and my dad like being... We usually like the hoosh to take it in and do a wee bit of punditry at half time.
What did you start
doing? What did you think that?
We usually have a wee discussion.
Do you interview your dad at half time?
We usually have a wee discussion at half time or whatever, and have a wee beer with each other. But
if you and your dad were going somewhere to watch it, where would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. 7-7. That's right up the road for us, so it's a tiny venue to
get. Right, predictions. Dad, you can go first, and then you're eating that wing. You want one of these? Anybody want one of these? Bit early for chips, innit?
Try it. Sweet potato.
Better for you.
I had some breakfast in the hotel. 7:30 I was doing.
Ah, it's a good breakfast.
Do you sleep in again, mate?
Aye, what a breakfast I did.
Go on, did you have
two Bakewell tarts and two chocolate twists.
Four cakes.
That was a wee mini ones.
Go for it.
Right, Dad, come on, predictions first.
Before you eat it, prediction.
Before I eat it,
this is huge, innit?
Aye.
I'm going for
it. That's huge.
A draw, I'm sitting the fence.
Aye, it's.
What, a score draw?
Aye. I think. Oh, both teams will score.
Okay.
Maybe 2-2. I'll go 2-2.
Derek?
It's going to be so tight. Yeah, it's just big players on either side. You know where I'm going to edge towards? Because they need it. It's just. I can't believe where we are at the minute. You know, and with that opportunity. I think we'll just edge it on the day.
Rangers.
Aye, but by the way, again, toss a coin. It's so close.
Toss a coin, but it's landed on Rangers.
Aye, just.
Well, I've had a week of hell. I've been under the bed screaming after that podcast that came out.
oh, why are you doing that?
All the Rangers fans have came after us and have got us. Right.
For what?
No,
because I said the penalty against Rangers on Saturday, but I didn't think it was a penalty. But listen, I've actually only seen it when I watched Sportscene, but only seen it that once. When I seen it first, there's no way it's a penalty. you were saying to me, if it was anywhere else in the pitch, you could see the foul. So from that point of view, I did get it. So I'm not listening, as I said, it's been a under the bed screaming week.
So what's your prediction?
So that's why I'm saying, is that going to play a part in my decision now, whether
we Shetland pony, what's your prediction look at that hair, the Shetland pony, look.
I know, I don't know. He told me to keep my hair like this morning, man. I bought jellies.
Do you want to know?
He's Shetland, man.
Do you want to know? It reminds me. I didn't want to see
it. You look like somebody's going in the first year.
See, who's he?
I know what you mean.
Who's he, two wee guys? The two wee guys that were on the motorbike going up to Colorado.
Lloyd.
Lloyd and
Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd and Harry. Right, looks like both of them.
I'm a cheat to talk. You can go ahead, let them.
Your hair's good, mate. Why did you do that when you're eating a wing and you're going like your fingers?
I fucking picked up the wing worm.
He's done that on purpose.
No, I'll still eat that. I turned up the day and I didn't have gel for this year and I went and bought it. Guess how much that was?
Is that hot?
Oh fuck, I've got toothache.
I've got toothache. Right, come on, Slaney, eat that. Spandy, what's your prediction, mate?
I genuinely think it's got to be a draw.
So do I think it'll be a draw?
I think that we're building up to be this big game, and hopefully the game doesn't disappoint. I can just see it being a draw.
It's a lot of who'd be happier if it was a draw? Who'd be happier? Celtic
guy. Because I don't think Rangers
would fancy really give a fuck about the game right now. I'm fucking strong.
I do. Yeah.
Aye. Mate, I picked up the wrong wing.
Aye, they're both the same, mate.
They're one.
That guy's chilled that right fucking up. Right, come on,
let's see. I need a wipe because these ones are sticky as fuck now.
He's chilled that right up.
Do you have any wet wipes in your bag?
No.
You've got a draw.
Come on, Si.
Danny, eat this other wee bit.
Come on, you. Don't say that fence.
I'm actually shaking it.
Do you find that Kerry Dale seat when you go into a lounge?
I need a prefer.
Where did you go for?
Oh, he's not went for anything. Oh, okay, you got
I've decided where to watch it.
What'd you say?
Go name it, where you're
going. You just kept going down your circle there.
Don't know why you upset the Rangers fans, what you going for Rangers win?
you'll get pulled into a van by anybody doing it your bit.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. It's either hard you to call. Real hard you to call, isn't it?
Go with your heart.
Come on, you're going to say
we'll do the prediction at the end.
Okay, let me have it.
No, mate, I'm fucking. You're not set.
Hurry up. Who are you going, man?
Who are you going with, Andy? The
Rangers won.
What?
Celtic 2.
No, Rangers won. Celtic 2.
Wow.
Honestly, I can see Andy Mousin in it. He's just pleasing Celtic fans. Do you know what, to be honest, I think it's so hard to call. The only thing that
excites me. How many times you go say it? I know it's fucking hard to call. You said it fucking 10 times.
The only thing I think that excites me for a Celtic fan is Kyogo. I think it's so hard to stop him in these games, as it's shown through. Just quickly, see, Celtic have won the two over him so far.
Aye.
Can that be a psychological effect on Rangers going into this game? Can it be? I think that's a lot of shite.
I think it can be because.
Oh, yeah, fucker.
I know that the last one, they come back, Rangers, and looked like unlikely they were going to get something at the game. But Celtic have obviously managed to win it, so let's hope.
Mate, my fucking tongue's unbelievable now.
Oh fuck, so it is.
Oh, fucking.
I'm not eating that.
That's for a spicy man. We're only kidding you.
You better open that window. I'm about to show these out.
Don't eat that.
No,
it's fine, mate.
It's nothing. Is it not bad?
It's nothing.
I've got the wrong one. I've picked up yours.
How can you be in?
Mind him acting the last time.
Go on,
I'm telling you now, that's fucking killing me.
Nice.
It's not. It's. They look barbecue.
My ball.
It's not anywhere near as hot as the hottest one usually.
Wait to
woof.
Go the full hang, mate. Come on.
You need it?
Come on, get your big boy pants on.
You were the wing police when St. Phoenix were on. Come on, full one.
Come on, get the full hang, mate. Come on.
Fucking horrific.
You know what?
My tongue is
so should we just stop the challenging if we're not gonna do it properly?
Well, I've done mine.
You need to come up with a different.
Tell you, I was not wrong.
I think he should be drinking beers or something.
Oh, no,
that's
his eyes are watering.
I'm fucking.
You're past it now, but that is fucking hot.
Oh, I didn't
notice. Your eyes are gone. Can you see your.
If my nose starts running, we'll have a flood.
Right, come on, we need to get this out because it needs to be edited. Aberdeen board have been eating them for the last fucking 12 weeks.
Slatter, man.
I didn't eat it.
No, mate, I just had a...
Right, go on, Aberdeen.
Right, if Peter Leaven wins this Saturday, it's 3 wins out of 3.
Game it, game
should
it.
He get up to the end of the season?
Aye, fucking just deal. Game it.
That's what like they're doing.
Permanently?
No, no, permanently. No. Just keep it.
To the end of the season?
Aye. Fed up.
Am I right in saying Aberdeen do not have a clue who their next manager's going to be?
Yes. Aye.
No, I think they went for the... Wait, I can't remember the guy's name's manager in Sweden, and he'd knocked it back because it was going to be the start of the Swedish season. But what it does is gives them more time to get the right person. I've been critical of the way they've went about it.
Fucking fire. Sorry, Fire.
So that's all right.
And we saved two dogs.
He's eyes.
That's no, I don't even know. Oh, he's
eyes. His eyes, look at this.
Ginger tears.
Snot running out of his nose.
That's no good.
I can just feel every spot just got up.
We better put crash helmets on.
Oh, that's no good.
That's no good.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Right. Oh, no, mate.
You man can't handle
he
it.
He doesn't know.
He is Mikey for Big Brother, isn't he? When he eats that chili. Now, fucking hell, guys, what was that?
Wash by the
way.
Come on, me, Mikey.
We get a defib here. You
right, come on, Faddy was making a great point.
Aye, he was going.
Ah, I can't mind.
Aye, no, just get to leave
it. Gives him longer to get a manager.
It gives him longer, but I have been critical in the they shouldn't be in this position. But the fact he's won a couple of games allows him to get the right guy in. They cannot afford another mistake. They can't. They need to get this one right. But and saying they have time, you still want the manager in.
I don't know.
You're making me feel good.
Sorry. You still want to get the manager in to get him to have a look at the squad and start planning for next season, because Aberdeen can't have another season like this season.
They've got to do that. They've got to wait to the end of the season, aren't they?
They can't.
You know what
I
mean?
I think they need to get the manager in. As
they should, Faddy, but it's...
To look at the squad, see what they need, and sort out recruitment.
But they're going for managers that don't fancy the job now. Because you go abroad now, right, and you've got managers that are in decent jobs, do they fancy Aberdeen? I know that we all think, oh, Aberdeen's a big job, which in Scotland it is, and for Scottish coaches and guys doing lower divisions. But these guys abroad, are they looking at...
You think somebody from Sweden would come to Aberdeen, wouldn't
you? Fucking time, I'm starting to talk that fucking...
Aye, I think that it's
an absolute shambles that Walnut walks out, decides, nah, I know for me, I've had my wee jaunt up here.
But also the best thing that could have happened to him walking out there.
But we thought that was because the manager was ready to come in and sort things out. So I'm just getting the boy leaving and let him take it at the end of the season, and meanwhile keep working behind the scenes to try and get somebody in. But why they and how they've no go.
Right, he's in it, Faddy. We've all been in the game. Are you into this?
Oh, but just Derek and Faddy that have been in the game, huh?
No, I says you've all been in the game. Right, well, listen, fuck off, Faddy.
You know what I mean? Oh, that's hate. That's hate crime. You'll get done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, don't go there.
Aberdeen, I was reading the day that their players, it's all data now.
Aye. Right? Warnock said that to me. I wouldn't believe I wouldn't. He's making more excuses than me at Broomhill last year.
Is that right?
He's saying it's data or not. How is he not ever signed the fucking play when he was there?
He must know the inside of the club.
I think
that I'm saying it is.
He didn't sign Clarkson on data, did he? He signed him because he was fucking good last year. They never signed Jamie McGrath on data. They signed him because he was good at fucking St Mirren and Dundee United.
I think there will be an element of it, as in to find another Miofsky.
Which every club will probably do if I do.
I wouldn't say that they've signed, as you say, players solely on data. I think data shows you where to look and gives you an idea of without being 100% sure the level of player. But it's no purely, right, he looks good on paper, we'll sign him. They still have to do that. They're scouting on him, but it just allows you maybe to find another Miofsky, another gem.
But I think they'll wait till the end of the season, though. I think they'll boat themselves to it. They're not going to get relegated, so what's the point?
But
I know what you're saying about players and all that.
I still think they need to get somebody. It just means they don't need to panic. It means they can, if it is the guy for Sweden, go and get him. Go and make it impossible for him to say no. And I know you're saying about guys. Do they see Aberdeen as a big job? I think if it's guys for abroad, it's an opportunity to showcase their good managers. Everybody wants to manage in the Premier League. They all want to manage
you know, in bigger leagues. And I know people don't like hearing this, but if you get a manager that's hungry to do well because he wants to move on eventually, but just show how good he is, then everybody's in, even players. Come and put yourself in a shop window by doing well. So I still think it's an attractive job. I think the budget will be good. I think for a manager the wage will be good. And the expectation is that they should be up challenging at the top end of the table and into Europe.
They're going to look at somebody from Scotland and think it is going to be
I don't think there's no way. No, I think that what they need to do is just get the best guy for the job. Whatever that is, whatever they think the club should look like, get the best guy. It doesn't have to be somebody unknown or for abroad, but I think it's right to look everywhere to make sure you get
the
best candidate.
What do you think the fans expect? Do you think the Aberdeen fans are expecting? Do you think they're no inclined to look in Scotland? Aye. Are they looking for something further afield?
Seems
something?
Like they didn't really want anyone in Scotland, didn't it? Any comments you say?
Aye. That's the kind of.
I think to them it's as if there's no outstanding candidate. It's not that they're not good enough. They've had it, you know, Barry Robson goes in, it's his first job. Before that, Jim Goodwin was in.
Glass
was somebody a wee bit different, but the two kind of face Scotland. And sometimes it does put, it's like when you put a young manager in charge, you know if it doesn't go well, the next one's going to be an experienced manager. Because it's just the way that the cycles work in football. It's no worth taking another risk sometimes. So I just think that the fans feel that there's nobody.
Should have been the look at Robinson, they wouldn't. Because obviously they went with Jim.
I think the club would. Maybe the fans would look and say.
Maybe they would. That's
the last guy they got for St Mirren, wasn't he?
Very experienced, Stephen Robinson. Doing a good job as well.
Doing a guy. Because normally that's what you would look at, and you'd look at what he's done before, done at Mullow, what he's done at St Mirren, with what he's got at his disposal, and you think, we'll go for him.
But the guys that mentioned.
Shite themselves. Dave Cormack can't get it right, can he?
No.
I know it's a hard shift because you can't guarantee a good manager, but.
Am I right in saying Robinson's also finished third with Motherwell on your net?
He's done good. Was he
finished third?
Was it? Got to cup finals as well, then.
He's been to cup finals as well.
Give him more ammunition at his disposal, you know what I mean? See what he could do, but that's what I'm just saying. I don't know if it's the Aberdeen fans that would go, turn up their nose up.
I think Aberdeen fans would turn their nose up at Robinson.
No, I don't.
See their crowd at the weekend as well. 18,000.
Is that?
Against Roscommon. Unbelievable.
I think that's the point. Like they have got a good budget, so they'll be looking and saying, right, can we not get a? It's hard to say a better manager, but can they not go and look outside the box and bring somebody in because they can spend the money. It's not as if they're having to do it on, you know, a shoestring. They can do it where they can actually.
Mate, your face looks like that Snapchat filter.
Right.
And you could repeat greeting on Snapchat.
I know exactly. There's another one I think I look like, I can't see what I look like, but the one, have you seen the one, I think it's a ginger one with a short haircut and her eyes are screaming?
You look like you've just had your lips done.
So what was it you done with the gel?
Just put it that, I fuck knows.
You've done that.
Just left it.
Right, Paul, fight for it, or are you going to go Aberdeen?
No, I'm
fight for the top six.
Moving to Dens, aye, Mullow travel to Dens. 6 points behind, is it? Last chance saloon for Mullow to get.
They're not getting top six.
No, Hibs will win it the weekend.
Take another wing, mate. It's a big one for Dundee. They've got some season. I want to see Dundee get it. I think they deserve the top six. Whoever finishes in sixth, they deserve it. They've done well.
So it's a big one for them.
But you're spot on. Kelly play Ross County at home this week after securing the top six. An incredible season for Dale. We've spoke about it. St Mirren only 2 points behind them. I'm going to say this here. I think Kilmarnock are a lot better than St Mirren.
A lot better?
I don't think one St Mirren player in the Kilmarnock start 11.
Wow.
Huge statement.
Aye.
Wow.
You know St Mirren player?
That's a big statement.
Strain.
No.
Strain.
Aye. Marcus.
By the way, we'll have
strain, a bit. Strain, wouldn't it, mate? Because Danny Armstrong plays right wing back for Kelly. You're probably right.
We'll have five in.
Marcus
would.
Not one.
Marcus.
He would maybe just.
O'Hara. All of a sudden, we'll
get O'Hara there's three.
All of a sudden, we'll reverse it.
Done. We're done getting it?
Potentially.
Gogic's been outstanding.
Gogic doesn't get it.
Yeah, Gogic's. People just back three, I love how people turn their nose up at him.
Aye, Gogic's.
And the job that he does, Gogic's is, but you know what I mean, he's dismissed.
Gogic's, but I just take Mullet's back three.
Put him in midfield.
Do you think he's a midfielder?
No, but
all right, the back.
I know, but
oh, you talking about
the three at the back are strong for Kamara.
Yeah. Oh, Kamara, a good squad,
very good squad.
Yeah. So what's your, who's going to finish fourth? It'll be Kelly. Won't
Kelly
it?
For me.
Aye, can't see by.
Who do you think will get in, Hibs or Dundee top six?
No,
I would hope Dundee, but I think Hibs. I think Hibs will just cement it.
I would like to see Dundee get there. I just like the way they play.
Yeah,
I like the players that they've got. Me boy scores that.
Cameron Brilliant.
Worldy. Won it. Absolutely different class. Aye, he is a good player.
See, the thing is as well, he got a chance to go and play in the Championship with Dundee and go and, you know, mature. And he's come up and he's been excellent.
Stick me a young lads and come on.
Tiffany and all.
Get me a young lads.
Game of Thrones Saturday. Fucking, it's been raining.
What, if somebody does a piss on that pitch, it'll be off.
A Doug walks in, squirts.
When they got to play it? McCowan. McCowan's been outstanding.
Brilliant, what a player.
And the big boy Silla in midfield players, as well. Yeah. Allows the attacking players to go and play.
Aye.
Well,
he's done a brilliant job.
He has done a brilliant job.
You know the last goal with Kamarnock at Mirren? 5-2 Kamarnock. You know the first one? Kamarnock beat them out again. What was the first one, do you remember?
Kelly were 2 down against them in the last game.
5-2 they won. So my point actually might be closer to home than what you first think.
No, I didn't get miles off it, mate.
What was the first game?
It's not outrageous. Let me see if it's none of them getting.
St Mirren
are a good team as well.
3 wins to Kamarnock. I know they are good, but no, for me, Kamarnock are much better.
Right, Coopin time! Whoa. Now look, you need to start taking this serious because look what this does to you.
That was hard, mate.
I don't fancy that at all.
No, that was brutal. I only had a wee touch of the sauce, mate. It was fucking.
That was poor.
Petrol.
Can we know as we go to the end of the season, bring in a kind of drinking challenge?
I'd love that, mate. Pint of Guinness down.
Oh,
aye.
Love
it's a pint. Challenge, though, is it?
Love it.
Down it. I usually always buzzing.
And if you didn't down it, you need to eat a wing.
Down
it in a
winner. A
winner, what about Jack Daniels or something? Bring that.
I think pint of Jack Daniels, how we can do that.
I think the whole.
Fuck off.
The whole point is we're in Bucks Bar North. We need to have food.
That's true.
I mean, could do a sauce type drink.
Huh?
You would
that'd
drink
be worse.
You would drink that sauce rather than eat a wing.
That'd be worse.
That's really affected you, isn't it?
I know. I
man says burner, honestly.
Aye. You better hurry up and get him. Don't do it.
I know because he doesn't do the toilet.
I'm going. Livingston v Aberdeen, Gordon DL.
Got right.
Livingston v Aberdeen. Livingston are gone. I told you that. So I fancy Aberdeen.
Derek.
Aberdeen.
Paul.
I'm going to go Livy.
Wow!
What do you think? Why do you think?
Oh, based on.
I just think win. That. Aye. They're due to win a game. And actually, they've no been playing that bad. They're just conceding poor goals. And I know that you can't make a case for it. Aberdeen have got Miofsky. And Aberdeen are playing well. But I don't know. I just got a feeling Livy might get a
goal.
A result.
Right.
I'm going Aberdeen. Kilmarnock v Ross County, Kilmarnock.
Kelly.
Kelly all day.
Kilmarnock.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Dundee v Motherwell.
Dundee.
I'm going to
go Dundee.
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 Motherwell.
Faddy's
no, he's going Motherwell.
You always go Motherwell, don't you?
No matter
sometimes I go
AC Milan,
Motherwell.
Aye. No, maybe go a draw with that one.
Away for
him. That's
who you want. Thanks, Jared, the San Siro.
I think Milan will score in the San Siro.
That's a good point. Will the game be on?
I'm going
to. It's to rain.
I'm eating a wing next time, isn't
it?
I'm trying to help you two. I'm just.
You can deal with me. Look at these two, man. Dundee. Timon v Hearts.
Hearts.
I'm going to draw.
Hearts.
It's always tight.
I'm going to go draw
struggle?
As well.
Hearts struggle there.
I'm going to draw.
I don't know if they do, I'm just saying that. I'm going for a draw.
Draw.
Deal. I'll go Hearts.
Okay, Hibs v St Johnstone. Hibs.
Hibs.
Hibs all day.
And Rangers v Celtic.
Draw. I'll go Rangers.
Celtic.
Good lads. Outstanding, boys. What a show.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.